All right, so it looks like we got everyone in here. So this welcome to this dating meetup. It's also the nonpartisan Red Pill Men's Group. Thank you everybody for coming today. And what we're going to do, and to join these meetups, these meetings, just go to tinyurl.com/redpillmen to register for future events. Next month, we're doing an event on the alpha male. Of course, women are welcome to come and participate. We need allies. So what we're going to do is, what we're doing is a book study, the book called The Rational Male by Rollo Tomasi. And I got Bob in line here. So I want to have Bob, if you can turn on your camera. If not, that's okay. Go ahead and unmute Bob. Bob G, got your hands up? I see
Oh,
you.
yeah. I'll just stay like this. That's okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that dating support can work like online. That could help, like maybe.
Okay, run that by me again. I didn't understand.
No. What are your thoughts on dating support meetings? Like, is that a good idea or like?
Dating support meetings. You mean kind of like this meeting right here?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what I'm doing. I've been doing this. I sort of do things that I'm going through, issues I'm going through publicly. So, I started dating. I started learning about the red pill. And so it was a real eye-opener to me, like Ben said. And I really felt a need to start something about it. And so I started this book study, and I took over some meetup groups that were on dating, which they weren't really showing up. And so I took those groups over, and now I have a group of guys here. Thank you for coming, everybody, because that's my sort of support group, or this is sort of a support group to help, because we're going through, I think, one, we're going through big changes, and two, this is a very difficult time for us. So the dating is going through great changes right now. There's equality. Things are way different than they were even in the 50s. The 70s and six the 60s and 70s were sort of a revolution in sort, and it didn't really pan out the way we would have liked. Now men are alone, and a lot are sexless, and dating apps came about. So we're going through rapid changes. And so I think we need to organize. I think we need to learn to stand up to women collectively, learn to protect our interests, because obviously women are not going to do that. And at the same time, we've got a very difficult situation in dating women, and really having not understood how they actually are. I mean, some men have been told, I mean, back in the years ago, there was this radio host called Tom Lykus here in California. A lot of guys listened to him. I guess he may have been national. They were learning things. There were people that were teaching these types of things, but we're also being attacked. This new knowledge is being suppressed. So as we learn more about women and what they're really like and how we need to interact with them, we can support each other in learning these new, very painful lessons about women and dealing with this very tricky and sometimes abusive and toxic situation we have with dating and women. So, yeah, Bob, you said, to be honest, I feel tempted to go full MGTOW. And that's in some ways, men going their own way is a good thing if you're going your own way to achieve something, to get a degree, to get advance your career. There's some ways we all have to go our own way, and put women second, I think. But I think that we're going to want to have relationships with real women if we can. I think that's, I mean, unless you're gay, which is perfectly fine, you're still going to want to have a relationship with somebody. So we're going to want to have intimate relationships. We do really want that, and we really don't want to have to pay for it. It's not the same. And we would really like a relationship with a person who actually cares about us, you know, a good person. And I don't think that women are so flawed and so bad that there aren't women out there who can care about us. And you know, a lot of marriages, even though there's a high divorce rate, there's still 50% of women marriages that still succeed, you know. And so there are people who are having successful relationships. And part of it may be a part just discovering your value and getting your stuff together, and then you start seeing a lot of women more interested in you. But it's also possible that that might not be the case, and so we have to deal with what the cards we've been dealt, and try and find someone that is acceptable to us and we're acceptable to them. So I don't think I don't really want to go my own way. I don't want to leave. I don't want to have to pay for sex every time I have sex. I have to go down to Tijuana or something like that. I don't want that. I want a woman who's going to come over and make love to me. And just like the song we said, and not charge me anything because she loves doing it, you know, and doesn't think that I'm some, because I don't have that. That's my problem with women. Is my biggest problem is money. It has nothing to do with my appearance, my personality, you know, anything like that. My biggest problem with women is I don't have the money to get a beautiful woman. I'm stuck with dating poor women, which is, I think, is part of sort of what came up, that we have to date women who earn less and make less than us because we're forced into that situation. The beautiful women may be attracted to us, but if we don't have the money, the car, the house that they expect, then they'll go on to another guy. It's just plain and simple. So, but I think we should at least stand up for ourselves rather than go to authoritarian dictators and throw our democracy and our freedoms and the Constitution away so that we can get our authority back. You know, start to stand up to women, defend yourself. Stand up for your rights and stand up for your interest, and make yourself number one, and then make yourself something that women desire if you can. And that's what I would prefer to do. We got a lot of messages. Better to be a humanist. Well, yeah, a humanist might be good. Or at least join the men's rights movement, becoming a men's rights activist. That's what I think, Clint. I think we need to do some of that. Not that we need to become crazy about it, but I think, you know, women have stood up for their rights, and to target us for standing up, I think is totally unfair.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a lot of that, the men's rights movement is related to children being taken away and being a having your spouse, your ex-spouse alienate you from your children and your children from you. But there's other aspects of it too that just relate to non-custody or non-children and just the whole paying for dates. It's the whole, yeah. I mean, if women can, they had a feminist movement. It's I think it's kind of like the equivalent of a male. It's not feminism, but whatever the term would be. So, yeah, that way you're not going full, going your own way and just playing with your computer and your hot rod of a car or whatever. You're still trying, but you're standing up for yourself and other men as well. So.
And I think there are many ways in which we can stand up to each other, to women, and stand up for ourselves, that may not have to do always with those issues, but may have to do with, because what I think is happening is that women have these, and we learned a little bit about this, I think. I don't know how far we got in the book on that, but there's social constructs, sort of social rules that women have created and use to sort of manipulate us, and we can't sort of get out. I think that was last week we talked about that. And so one example is, you know, let's be exclusive, the exclusiveness thing. I did something really maybe people might advise against it, but I, you know, there's this woman who needed a place and I needed some money. So, and we've been dating and stuff, and she paid for a date for me. So I felt like, okay, this woman's cool. And I said, hey, if you want to move in, you know, pay half the bills, pay half the rent, you know, we can go ahead and do that, you know, and then we'll be exclusive, which is a good marking point. You know, living together, you sort of have to be exclusive at that point because you can't bring a woman over if you're living with another woman. So certainly exclusivity goes with being living together or being engaged. Of course, it goes with being married, but I knew what the response was going to be. She was going to say, no, I don't feel ready to move in with you. We're not ready for that. But, you know, exclusivity, yes. You know, you have to really recognize. And I told her one thing. I mean, if a woman, she said, women have the right to, they come back with this argument, right? Oh, you never know what's going to happen. You know, even if you make a commitment, even if you're married, you know, and women have the prerogative to change their mind, you know, at any time, blah, 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 blah. And that's why you can't have this committed type of demand, this committed type of relationship, demand commitment, and, you know, rather than just being exclusive because women. So the whole game, I mean, it's complicated. This whole game comes out of it. This whole ideology comes out of all these moralistic type of explanations and positions, you know, you should be, we should be exclusive. You're just not ready. I'm just not ready to be exclusive, you know, because I'm not, you know, ready to commit. There's other women out there. But the truth is, I'm not ready to be committed too early in a relationship. And what they really want to do is they're not giving up anything. That's how they want to do the relationship. They just want to do the relationship that day, one guy at a time. That's their preferred method. They're not giving up a damn thing. It's we who are giving up our options. We're giving up women who might want to marry us, you know, to live with them for a while so that they can change their mind. I mean, it's all set up like that. So we have to find a way, like the Groundhog Day you thought about, except we do the same thing. We make mistakes and then we have to learn. We don't get to do it with the same woman because it's not Groundhog Day. We have to move on to the next one and we make mistakes there and we learn and we have to come back and we, you know. And so, yeah, so it's a real, there's a lot of ways that we can stand up beyond just standing up for our rights in the courtroom. And I really think men need to learn to stop paying women for shit. Stop buying shit from women. It'd help us all out if we just stop paying for shit.
Well, I mean, I guess there are, the five love languages. There's a book on that. I guess there are women that really, ideally looking for physical touch as one of the five, but as opposed to a woman whose love language is receiving gifts, hopefully expensive gifts. Avoid them. Just a thought.
All right, thank you, Clint.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen Christian, no, not Chris, Samuel talking a lot about somehow getting married to a Christian woman. Samuel, you want to turn on your camera and come on and talk about that a little bit? If you don't, that's okay. But I just wanted to say to that just because a woman is Christian does not necessarily mean that she's going to behave differently. I mean, what she will use is different moral stories, different moral constructs, different female moral sort of cultural, I forget what he calls them, to manipulate us. In other words, it would be no sex outside of marriage manipulation. That we would now we're forced into sexual scarcity by these women who think that they should withhold sex until marriage. But yeah, they're gonna it doesn't really change that they're Christians. Or maybe they might have certain, they just the rules change. Doesn't mean they're not about money. doesn't mean they're a good person, doesn't mean they're going to treat you right, doesn't mean they're not going to cheat on you, doesn't mean they're not going to exploit you or use you, though it may be less likely. But they, it's just they're going to have different rules for you. Of course, women have different rules for different men too, so they'll have different rules for different men, and they'll evidently have sex, right? They'll evidently have sex with you. Let me read through some of these chats here. Yeah. So I'm not sure that a Christian relationship is necessarily a solution because of the fact, one, you're not guaranteed to get, a better woman necessarily, though it may be more likely. But what you are guaranteed to get is more strict rules about sex and intimacy and more things to conform to that, to service the women's need. You're right, Buddha, a good relationship is achievable, building trust between two parties. Yeah, Valentine's Day. I think with Valentine's Day, my hope is to get a date. Yeah, so for Valentine's Day, for me, okay, Valentine's Day is during the week this week. So that always makes it tricky. Make it tricky, but I would do that, send text with gifts or with Happy Valentine's Day messages and me or what are the gifts, GIFs, send them some of those things, see who responds, take the opportunity of Valentine's Day to go out and contact people to say have yes, sex is also an important part of a relationship, and for men it's probably the most important part, Abudin. It's the only thing a man and a woman can do with each other that you can't do with other people. And yeah, that's a vitally important affection, it's a human need. And it shouldn't be withheld. We shouldn't have to pay for it. We shouldn't have to face being charged for it in one way or another. Whenever we need to get intimacy, women shouldn't use it against us like that. If they really want intimacy and affection, they should be intimate and affectionate with men and not expect things in return. But anyway, so Valentine's Day, just use it as a way to try and meet other women, say Happy Valentine's Day to them, and see how they respond, if they're interested or not. And take advantage of Valentine's Day that way. Don't feel depressed that you're alone or anything like that. Don't worry about that. Maybe you can hang out with a group or something. There may be some singles Valentine's Day parties you can go to. But try and use it in a positive way to try and see if you can garner some interest from somebody and get a post-Valentine's date out of Valentine's Day. And then come back and let me know how it goes. I'd like to know if you guys are making any progress or if you're having any successes or failures that we can talk about and stuff like that. Thank you. I hope I'm saying your name right, Abu Dun. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Well, that seems like it's about it. Coming to an end, unless anybody who wants to say something, have a question, we got a few more chats here. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. Just keep at it and make sure to take care of yourself so that you can improve yourself and make yourself more attractive to women. I'll be doing the same, and I'll let you know how things are going. How my Valentine's Day. I'm going to a concert on Saturday and I need a date because the girlfriend I was could have gone out with is working. I have another woman I can go out with, but I don't want to continue that relationship. So I got to go on Tinder and see if I can get a date. I'm going to see the McGowies on Saturday at the Roxy in West Hollywood. So just putting it out there. Looking for a date too on Valentine's weekend, I guess you can say. And then I guess Valentine's Day is Wednesday. And since it's a weekday, take that opportunity to contact all your lovers. Don't forget to contact them and let them know to have a happy Valentine's Day. And all of you have a happy Valentine's Day this year. All right. And I'll see you guys next month. Next month, we're going to be talking about, you're welcome, Clint. Next month, we're going to be talking about the alpha male. So make sure to register for that at tinyurl.com/redpillmen. And I'll see you guys next month. Thank you, everyone.